For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
It's Nurses Week this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time we honor these ladies and gentlemen who take care of us and keep us working and getting back together when we're broken ourselves doing something stupid.
Whenever I talk to a nurse, I'm always like, all right, what's the craziest thing? Like, what did you have to, like, remove from a human body? What
they kind have of, like, to see some of the most fascinating stuff ever.
So if you are a nurse, 404-741-0985. We want to know what's the craziest thing you've ever seen in the ER. And if you are not a nurse, we want to know what brought you to the ER that was embarrassing. 404-741-0985. Let's get started here. Stephanie in Johns Creek.
I super glued my eyes shut.
Oh my gosh, how did you do that?
I was reaching in my purse just for the, I had this little moisturizing dropper, and I had crazy glue in there, and it's the same kind of shape. And before I realized what I'd done, I'd actually squirted it in both of my eyes.
Did that not burn like fire?
Oh, it was absolutely horrible. And I mean, you know, you're completely blinded and stuff. So it's like, my boyfriend drove me to the emergency room. And the weirdest part was, like, when the doctor saw me, they were, like, kind of cracking up because they're like, it happens more often than you would think.
What? That's a reminder to everybody to double check and make sure that they're actually, the bottle has to say Visine. Tad, Drex, and Kara, B98.5. It is Nurses Week. Last week was Teachers Week. This week is Nurse. You can always count on us to keep track of what day or national, whatever it is. Because there's like 6,000 of them every day. But figuring Nurses Week, whenever you meet a nurse, don't you want to know, like, what's the craziest thing you've seen?
No, I have to know.
You have to. And so that's what we're doing here. If you're a nurse, call us, tell us the craziest, stupidest thing that's brought somebody to the ER. And in the meanwhile, just if you're willing to admit that you went to the ER for a dumb reason, 404-741-0985. Mary in Canton.
I might win this one.
What happened?
Picking up dog poop. I tore my calf muscle.
Sorry. It's not funny.
So what happened was, is I have two dogs. One likes to eat dog poop, which is so gross. So I saw the other dog pooping. I was like, oh, I got to run to pick it up. So I took off to sprint, and I tore my calf muscle.
Oh.
I ended up at the ER. I was on crutches for 6 weeks. I couldn't drive. It was really bad.
I just have a question about the dogs. Did you bring them both to the glue factory or just?
No. No, they're my fur babies.
It's
no.
Jokes.
It wasn't their fault. It was mine.
Right. Jennifer in Griffin. Crazy, stupidest thing that brought you to the ER?
Well, I had just finished telling my daughter to quit running in the house, and I started playing with the dog and running in the house, and I stepped in the dog's water dish and slipped and broke my toes against the dishwasher and hit the back of my head on the counter.
Oh, my gosh.
My little girl was reminding me that I shouldn't run in the house.
Oh, that's funny. Do as I say, not as I do, kid.
Was an example of what not to do.
This is why. You see what I told you? You see why? Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. We have a nurse on hold. And this nurse will shed some light on some of the items that people go into the emergency room to have removed. these are people who would not readily call into the radio station.
These are people
that do a lot of whispering in the ER. We'll talk to them next. It's Nurses Week. We're talking about the crazy things that send people to the ER. And did you notice the theme this morning, Kara, is we're hearing a lot of stories where injuries are caused by dogs.
Yeah.
And eyes.
Yeah.
Seem to be a theme. Celine and Ella J.
So I was in college, and I was at home, and I thought, you know, I'm going to get a tan on my face and arms while I'm doing my homework. So I had one of those little face tanning lamps. Well, to make a long story short, I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and my eyes were, like, burning, and I couldn't see, and I had burned. I went to the emergency room, and the doctor said that the reflection of the tanning lamp reflected off of my textbook, and I burnt the corneas of my eyes, and I couldn't see for, like, 2 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Insanity. Now, we're going to talk to a nurse here, and I'm not going to say his name because of the old HIPAA laws of what he's about to say. In Atlanta, what you got?
I work in the emergency department, and we get a lot of objects stuck in different orifices.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet.
I'll remind you, this is a family show. If you could just...
I've seen chicken bones. Weirdest was maybe dentures.
Dentures?
Dentures. Oh, yeah.
In both cases, you just wonder over the circumstances, but I can't ask because, again, this is a family show.
The ER is kind of like Vegas. What happens in the emergency department stays in the emergency department.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Danielle is in Dallas. Danielle, are you a mom?
Yes, I am.
What did you get for Mother's Day?
So we decided to go to the Wolf Lodge, and it was absolutely lovely. We had a blast. We spent it together as a family, and I know that every other mom is like, you should have just gotten the day for yourself, but this is what I wanted. So it was lovely. It was fun.
Oh, it does. And your accent is lovely.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
Are you sure you're not faking the accent?
Stop it. I promise I'm not.
Well, why don't you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Sorry, Kara, it's time for you to go.
I'm out of here, Danielle. Good luck.
Danielle knows a lot about princesses. All right.
Absolutely.
Let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. We'll ask you these 5 trivia questions while Kara stands outside the room. Then bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she has to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready, Danielle?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Question number 1. A Metro Atlanta woman beat the Jeopardy champ by $1 because she was able to answer a question about Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. True or false, both Hartsfield and Jackson were mayors of Atlanta.
True.
Question number 2. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is defending their induction of Marshall Mathers into the hall since he's a rap artist. What's Marshall Mathers' stage name?
Eminem.
Question number 3. A long shot horse won the Kentucky Derby this weekend. That was the first of 3 races commonly referred to as the Triple What?
No idea.
Question 4. Stevie Nicks closed out the New Orleans Jazz Festival. What group was she the lead singer of?
Styx.
Question number 5. People were accusing Amber Heard of stealing lines from the movie The Talented Mr. Ripley in her testimony against Johnny Depp. The Talented Mr. Ripley stars Ben Affleck's best buddy. Who's that?
Sorry, no idea. Oh, no.
All right, I'm going to bring Kara back in. I really had high hopes for you here.
I did too. I haven't had coffee, tea, nothing. Oh, no.
And you're exhausted because you're entertaining your family at the Great Wolf Lodge all weekend.
We literally got home yesterday so late. And then this morning to drop off the girls, it was like 5 a.m. to wake up and get everything ready.
Ooh. All right. Kara, ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number 1, a Metro Atlanta woman beat the Jeopardy champ by $1 because she was able to answer a question about Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. True or false, both Hartsfield and Jackson were mayors of Atlanta.
That's true.
That is true. That is what Danielle said. It's 1-1. Question 2, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's defending inducting Marshall Mathers into the hall since he's a rap artist. What's Marshall Mathers' stage name?
Eminem.
It's 2-2. Danielle also got that one right. Number 3, a long shot horse won the Kentucky Derby this weekend. That was the first of 3 races commonly referred to as the Triple What?
The Triple Crown.
The Triple Crown. Danielle didn't have an answer. It's 3-2. Number 4, Stevie Nicks closed out the New Orleans Jazz Festival. She was the lead singer of what group?
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. Not Styx. Danielle thought she was. Finally, number five. People were accusing Amber Heard of stealing lines from the movie The Talented Mr. Ripley in her testimony against Johnny Depp. Talented Mr. Ripley stars Ben Affleck's best buddy. Who's that?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon was the answer we were looking for. Final score. Kara 5, Danielle in Dallas 2. Danielle, are you smarter than Kara?
Absolutely not, and I should have gotten at least the crown.
Kara's record, 1,268 wins and only 39 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Danielle.
It's okay. Congratulations, Kara. That was awesome.
Thank you.
It was an utter joy talking to you this morning. No cash, but we're sending you to the Dave Matthews Band concert, Lakewood Amphitheater, May 21st. The tickets go on sale at livenation.com.
Thank you, guys. Have a brilliant morning.
You too. Brilliant.
I love it.
Your chance at $1,000. We pay your bills coming up at 8 o'clock.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 728 clouds this morning, and then sunshine this afternoon, getting up to 75. It's 54 in Midtown. Braves beat the Brewers 9-2. They host the Red Sox Tuesday night. They've got the day off today. What else is going on, Kara?
So last week was all about recognizing teachers, and this week it's all about honoring our nurses. So for the third year in a row, Crocs is reviving their free pair for healthcare program. They've teamed up with Figs to give out thousands of pairs of Crocs and Figs scrubs this week. So you can sign up on the Crocs website. Winners will be randomly chosen each day this week and contacted within 24 hours.
Very
so
good.
If you're in healthcare and you want some free Crocs or some free scrubs, go to their website.
If you don't want Crocs, I would say, see, they can't even give them away.
Now, we've all made a prank call before, but a local teenager took things way too far. A 15-year-old from Harlem, Georgia, is in big trouble with police after making not one, but four swatting calls. Do you know what a swatting call is, Dad?
No, I was just going to ask.
So basically, it's where you call 911 or local law enforcement and you say some terrible crime has happened and they take you very seriously and send out a complete and total SWAT team to defuse the situation. But really, there's nothing going on there at all.
It's one thing to call with a false report to 911, right, but they want to send the SWAT team.
They send
to
the
somebody's
SWAT
house.
Team or, out there, yes. So wow. Apparently this kid was mad about some people he had been playing online games with and called law enforcement in Cherokee County, Florida, North Carolina, and Connecticut. Made some serious claims that sent the SWAT teams over to those homes, and it was bad. So one of the victims from Cherokee County said that he was woken up at 5 a.m. to a slew of police officers out at his door.
They asked me, sir, could you please put your hands up? And as soon as I got to the end of the driveway, I could see there's cop cars lined up all our street.
What kind of jail time would this kid possibly?
Well, he's facing multiple felonies because they do send out, like I said, the complete SWAT team, and that's wasting, yeah, you know, time and money.
I don't care if my kid becomes a doctor or a lawyer. I just want to keep him out of prison.
That's my
number one goal.
Have you ever come across a treasure at a yard sale or at Goodwill?
Of course.
You never know what you're going to find in one of those places. And some people just don't know what they have when they offload their stuff. So a woman in Texas found this marble sculpture at her local Goodwill. It was like hidden underneath a table. She paid $35 for it because she thought it was just beautiful and unique.
Right.
Took it home and started doing a little research. Turns out it's over 2,000 years old.
No.
It's worth thousands of dollars and once belonged to the king of Bavaria, King Ludwig I of Bavaria.
No.
So unfortunately, she couldn't keep or sell the bust because it was actually stolen many, many, many years ago. Isn't that crazy?
So she's
out her $35, but she was really excited to be part of this sculpture's strange, mysterious history.
There are some people who are really great at flipping items. They'll find something they go to estate sales.
Yeah.
I've got a friend that does that. And my wife is the queen of Goodwill. The hot item that she's been finding and bringing home lately is Masters shirts.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So whenever you see somebody wearing a Masters shirt, this would be great. You should go up to them and be like, wow, you must have gotten that shirt from Goodwill.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Claire is in need of forgiveness from her mom. Claire, you want to tell us what happened?
This is going to sound absolutely horrible, but I've been lying to my mom and dad for the last year.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm supposed to be graduating from UGA this Friday, but I haven't been going to class.
At all year?
Uh-uh.
Why haven't you been going to class?
I'm confused about what I want to do with my life after college, so I kind of just, I don't know.
A lot of people probably feel that way, especially when you're young, you get into school, your interests change.
Yeah, sometimes you think you know what you want to do, but when you start actually learning about that stuff, you're like, oh, I'm not so sure.
What were you studying, Claire?
Accounting.
Mm. Oh, okay. I understand that.
Yeah. My dad owns a firm and wanted me to like take over when he retires.
Yeah.
And I just can't do it. Like, I don't see myself doing it. And I kind of wanted to switch over to art or journalism, I think.
Oh,
but
boy.
I don't know.
Family business. So you're not going to graduate, essentially.
Yeah, because I haven't gone to class.
So you still have a year left of school, right?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, and you're supposed to graduate this week.
Yeah, and I feel horrible because they've been paying for everything and helping me build up my credit history for the future.
Oh,
and they keep sending me money, and I pay for everything, and then they have no clue I haven't been in school.
Oh, so they send you the money for your tuition and all that stuff, and you're supposed to pay it in your name so you build that credit?
Yeah.
Oh,
so are you at least squirreling that money away so that you can leave the country?
No, but thanks for the idea now.
So I can't believe this. Your parents believe you are graduating from college this week.
Yeah, and my mom told me she's planning a big party to celebrate my graduation. And I just feel like I need to come clean and get her to call it off because, you know, I'm not graduating, so... I was kind of hoping you guys could help me break the news to her.
Are you prepared for how she's going to react? Because we sure aren't.
Not really, but I have to do this before it gets too late and gets worse, right? Like, I can't tell her at the party.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise! Do you know why you didn't see me, like, walk across
right?
the stage? All right, sit tight. We're going to get your mom on the phone and see if we can get her to forgive you, okay?
Thanks, guys.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Just talked to Claire, who's supposed to be graduating from UGA this weekend, but she's been living a lie for the last year. Her parents have been sending her money thinking she's in college, and she's basically dropped out, will not be graduating, hasn't been going to class, and... there's a party planned for this weekend. Her mom is expecting family in town, and Claire needs help asking her mom to forgive her for not telling her that she won't be graduating.
Mm.
Claire, sit tight. We're going to get your mom, Jackie, on the phone here.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Jackie?
It is. Who may I ask is calling?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
I'm doing great, a little stressed out, but it'll all be over on Friday.
What's going on Friday?
Well, my brilliant daughter is graduating from UGA. It's so exciting.
It's exciting, but you also said you're stressed out about what?
Oh, gosh, we have a bunch of family coming into town for her graduation ceremony, and I'm just trying to get, you know, the whole house together and logistics for, you know, an extra 8 people. It's a lot.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, we're excited.
About that, we actually have your daughter, Claire, on the phone with us. This is a feature we do called Forgive and Forget, and she has something that she wants to talk to you about.
Okay.
Hi, Mom.
Is this about the tickets?
Tickets?
Yeah, what tickets?
For the graduation ceremony. Were you able to get them all? We needed a total of 10, you know.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's just great. How many were you able to get?
Well, none of them, actually.
Uh-oh.
What? Claire, I gave you plenty of money to cover it. I don't understand.
I know. I'm so sorry,
oh,
Mom.
Oh, boy.
There's a much bigger issue here than those tickets, Jackie, and it's the reason why Claire asked us to help her call you and kind of talk to you about this.
What?
Mom, I just have to tell you, I'm not actually graduating this week.
Claire, What do you mean you're not graduating this
week?
The
middle name.
What does that mean?
Oh, no.
I haven't been going to class for about a year, so there won't be any graduation yet.
What? Claire, is this some kind of joke? Is this... I don't understand.
No, please don't be mad.
Don't be mad. We have family coming into town for this. And what about the party I've planned?
Yeah, is it? I mean, can you just cancel it maybe?
Cancel it? I guess I have to now. What are we going to tell your grandparents and your aunts and uncles? I mean,
well, maybe they still have time because they can cancel their flight.
Why haven't you said anything before now? I don't understand.
To be honest, Mom, I mean, I have no idea what I want to do with my life, and accounting is just not for me, so I've been kind of afraid of disappointing you and Dad, and I didn't want to say anything until I figured it out, so I've just been living this life for a year.
Can I just jump in here just so you understand? Like, Jackie, this whole family business thing, I get. Like, I understand your husband is an accountant, was kind of hoping that she'd take over the business. Even for me, when I was in college, I was a business major until I took accounting and changed my entire major in everything. So
well,
I've been
you know,
in this.
I just don't understand why you didn't feel you could come to us. And you've been cashing all of our checks. I mean, what exactly have you been doing all this time?
Yeah, all of us are kind of curious about that, Claire.
Well, I've been exploring my options. You know, I've taken some art lessons and stuff.
Jackie, this is called forgive and forget. Do you forgive your daughter for not telling you? Can you do that?
Well, you know, I'm really not happy about any of this. But, of course, I forgive her. That's my daughter. Claire, you know, I love you, and I only want the best for you.
Jeez.
But you're going to have to start being honest with me from here on out. Yes,
one more thing.
Wait, you have another thing, Claire?
Well,
you know, I can't take much more of this, Claire.
Do you think you could break the news to Dad?
Oh, no. Oh, no. You're on your own with me. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You're so on your own, we're not even going to help you on that one.
Only one forgive and forget per year.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, it's a Mother's Day gift no mom ever wants to see. But by the time Carrie realized her mistake, it was too late. It's an absolutely mortifying forgive and forget. Tomorrow morning at 7, we play Beat Shazam on Mondays. This is where Drex and Kara go up against each other trying to name songs just by hearing the first 5 seconds of it. And a category this week in honor of graduation season coming up and actually happening today,
now,
right?
Yeah, Georgia Tech, I think, is graduating today.
These are pop stars who never graduated from high school.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. Starting with Kara.
That is Kid Rock All Summer Long.
Correct.
And we were trying different things. We were smoking funny things.
From did you go to high school with Kid Rock by chance?
I mean, to be fair, I grew up like almost a mile from Kid Rock, and not a whole lot of people get their extended education coming out of Michigan. So,
Drex, your turn for a song. Mm-hmm. These are high school dropouts.
So Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle, and she went to school with a buddy of mine in Pittsburgh for a little while. Obviously, she didn't
obviously
finish. Though,
not the whole time. If you think about it, too, I couldn't believe how many people dropped out of high school. But these were all like big stars when they were really young. And so they just had a better path, kind of like you did in what, Des Moines?
Cedar Rapids. Yeah, I left high school to go to Cedar Rapids. Didn't graduate.
All right. We are tied up. Kara begins round two. High school dropouts.
That is Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl.
Correct answer. All right. Back to Drex. We are in round two of Beat Shazam. These are all high school dropouts. Here's your next song.
So it's Prince, and I believe that song is Raspberry Beret?
I believe that you are... All right. Final round, and this is usually the most difficult round where things tend to fall apart. Let's see if that happens again today. Are you ready, Kara?
Pressure's on, yes. That is Avril Lavigne, I'm With You.
Correct.
It's a damn cold night. Trying to figure out this life.
Yeah, she went to school in Canada, though, so it's a little, you know, when do they start, when do they end?
Oh, right. Well, it's a gray area. Yeah. We don't know. She was coming to the States. Her credentials didn't mean anything here anyway. All right, final song, okay. Final round.
Okay.
You get this right, and you tie. You get this wrong, and Kara is, you know, feels like normal. She's won it once again. Are you ready?
Yes. So Jessica Simpson, mm-hmm. And I believe it's Just With You.
Correct.
Very nice.
But don't be listening to this going, well, Jessica Simpson,
well, all of those right. People dropped
Rock,
out of school.
Katy Perry. No, they're the exception.
Jobs. Basically, anybody who was anything dropped out of high school, but I'm going to be different.
No, you go to school. Go to school. Finish school.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.